Welcome to Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the California Angels. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ken Berry. Batting sixth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Buzzard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Buzzard. For the California Angels. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting second. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third. The shortstop, Jim Fregosi. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting seventh. The catcher, Buck Rogers. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim McLaughlin. Pitching for the California Angels, Jim McLaughlin. And now, play ball. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Agee moves to third. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shaw moves to second. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Cardenal moves to second. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLaughlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hall. The throw from Martin and he is safe. Hall steals second. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt strikes out. One out. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a fly ball into center field. A.G. settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is hit by the pitch. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Weiss. The throw from Rogers and he is out, Knoop applying the tag. One out. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Agee takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Jim McLaughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLaughlin strikes out. One out. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schall takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0-for-1 in the game. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-1 in the game. Mincher hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of A.G. Mincher reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mincher moves to third. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mincher scores. It's 1-0, Angels. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-1 in the game. Reichardt takes first base on ball 4. Hall moves to second. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Hall moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 1 in the game. Knoop takes first base on ball 4. Jim McLaughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLaughlin is 0 for 1 in the game. McLaughlin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Angels 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a pop-up towards short. Fregosi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Weiss strikes out. Two outs. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 0 for 1 in the game. Buzzard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Angels 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schall hits a fly ball into right field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0 for 2 in the game. Fregosi hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ward. Fregosi reaches second base with a double. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Mincher is walked intentionally. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ward. Hall reaches second base with a double. Fregosi scores. Mincher moves to third. It's 2-0, Angels. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Reichardt is walked intentionally. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogers hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Angels 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Agee strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLaughlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Angels 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Noop hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of AJ. Noop reaches second base with a double. Jim McLaughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLaughlin is 0-for-2 in the game. McLaughlin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schall hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Noop scores. It's 3-0, Angels. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardenal. The throw from Martin and he is safe. Cardenal steals second. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fregosi takes first base on ball 4. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cardenal moves to third. Fregosi moves to second. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mincher is walked intentionally. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Angels 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Angels 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Dick Kenworthy now playing third base. Don Buford now playing second base. Al Weiss now playing shortstop. Bob Locker now pitching. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Reichardt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-3 in the game. Rogers hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Noop hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim McLaughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLaughlin is 0-for-3 in the game. McLaughlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Angels 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey pinch hits for Al Weiss. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey strikes out. One out. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Agee hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reichardt. Agee reaches second base with a double. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-3 in the game. Buford hits a pop-up towards third. Shaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Angels 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Wayne Causey now playing shortstop. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenworthy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cardenal strikes out. One out. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fregosi hits a line drive into right field. Berry picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Berry. Shaw goes all the way around to score. Fregosi moves to third. It's 4-0, Angels. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fregosi scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-0, Angels. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hall for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Angels 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Noop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berry strikes out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martin for the out. The game is over. The final score, California Angels, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim.